From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Three Jamaican nationals are formally charged with importation of ganja after $800,000 worth of ganja seized on the high seas by the Joint Marine Unit in what police say is the largest drug interdiction in a decade. The men, ages 66, 44, and 43, were arrested on Monday. The 44-year-old man has also been charged with possession of an imitation firearm with intent and reckless and negligent act. And another, the 43-year-old man, has been charged with making a threat to kill. They're expected to appear in court later today. The Department of Environment issues a food warning. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
An alert has been issued by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration after concerns that certain bags of Pillsbury unbleached all-purpose flour may be contaminated with salmonella. Environment health officials have contacted all wholesalers and supermarkets throughout Cayman to ensure they don't offer the affected product for sale to the public. For more information, you can call 949-6696. You can also head to radiocayman.gov.ky for a full list of affected products. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other local news, 37 inmates are honored for taking part in a Prison Fellowship International program that encourages them to review their lives in the context of their relationship with Christ. Home Affairs Minister Honorable Tara Rivers described the prisoner's journey as a strong addition to the suite of rehabilitative programs that the prison service already offers.
The Prison Fellowship International programs that have been implemented by the Prison Chaplaincy Service offer a great opportunity for prisoners to gain a better understanding of themselves, their actions, and the impact of their crimes on their families and community.
The program was launched in January. And today marks the start of more opportunities for students to see their classrooms transformed into an underwater adventure as the Central Caribbean Marine Institute extends their Reefs Go Live program in 2019. CCMI's Katie Correa tells Radio Cayman this year's sessions will feature new lessons for local students developed by its education team.
Having the chance to see coral reefs live and ask questions directly to the scientist who is underwater is a special experience where students have an unforgettable interaction with an ecosystem that is so important to the Cayman Islands.
Topics will include incredible invertebrates, fishtails, fish adaptations, diving off the wall, magnificent mangroves, and fabulous food chains. The new broadcast of Reefs Go Live starts today with a Welcome Back to Reefs Go Live, a review of coral reefs session. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me, from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Marion Marshall. In the past half hour, the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, has said he believes a short delay in Brexit would be possible. But he said it would be conditional on a positive vote on the withdrawal agreement in the British Parliament. Mr. Tusk said the question remained open as to the duration of the extension. Theresa May has asked for 3 months. The wartime leader of the Bosnian Serbs, Radovan Karadzic, will spend the rest of his life in jail after judges at a UN tribunal in The Hague increased his sentence on appeal. The court ruled that his original 40-year sentence did not reflect the extraordinary gravity of his crimes, including the genocide of Bosnian Muslims at Srebrenica. The UN Human Rights Commissioner has condemned Venezuelan security forces for their violent crackdown on peaceful protesters, saying her office has documented 205 deaths last year. Michelle Bachelet accused the Venezuelan security forces of carrying out arbitrary detentions, killings and torture. Red Cross workers in the Mozambican city of Beira have warned that thousands of people are still waiting on rooftops and trees to be rescued from the floods that followed Cyclone Idai. The European Commission has fined Google $1.7 billion for breaking European antitrust rules. The EU's competition commissioner said Google had engaged in illegal advertising practices to consolidate its dominance. British police have arrested a fugitive businessman wanted in connection with one of India's biggest banking frauds. Nirav Modi is suspected of defrauding the Punjab National Bank of more than $2 billion. BBC News.